Get ready for the ultimate video challenge as these two teams go head-to-head with a maze of electronic obstacles for the right to face one of our game wizards in the video zone. Call all your friends. Here comes Nick Arcade. And now here's your host, a guy who can lead and follow at the same time.
And welcome to Nick Arcade, the ultimate video challenge. I'm here today with Nick of the yellow team and Melissa of the red team, and they're going to play the face-off game, Post Haste. And in this game, you have to get your postman down the street, avoiding perils and people and pets along the way. Whoever gets their postman the farthest at the end of 30 seconds will get 25 points in control of Mikey, our video adventurer, for the start of round one. Okay, gang, into position. Grab the controllers, please. Ready, set, go! And they're off.
Killer, come back here.
They're both scurrying along pretty good here now. Uh-oh, they're both down on the banana peel. 21 seconds. We're back up now. Yellow team has a slight lead as we get along here. 15 seconds is where we are now. They're both down. Time is ticking. We're down to 10 seconds. Staring down the street. Looks like the final seconds will get us a winner, and it's going to be
yellow team. All right, Nick, hey, let's go, let's open play. Way to go. Yeah. All right, Nick,
pulling it off for the yellow team. Hey, everyone, let's meet all of our video jocks on today's show, starting with the yellow team, Isaac and Nick. Say hey! Well, Isaac is into computers. Well, you came to the right place, my friend. It takes tons of them to do Nick Arcade. What exactly do you do on computers at home?
Pretty much anything I do. Homework, games, draw, anything.
You write your own programs and things?
Yeah, a little.
Wow. Well, great. Welcome to the show. The great place to be here. Nick is into varsity tennis. You play on a team at school?
Yeah.
All right. And how do you play? How do you do?
I do pretty well. I played number 2 this year.
All right. Well, hey. Well, great. Welcome to the show. You're playing against here Jamie and Melissa of the red team. Say yo! Right. Now, Jamie collects stuffed animals. Now, how many do you have in your collection?
40.
40. And do you have, like, a favorite little animal?
Yeah, it's a stuffed teddy bear my dad gave me when I was 3. I've kept it ever since.
Oh, that's adorable. You still have them. Well, that's great. And Melissa is into acting. Now, how did you get into acting, Melissa?
Well, Nickelodeon came to my school, and I auditioned, and here I am.
And you started doing acting. So, well, welcome to the show. Everyone, welcome them all today. Okay, now, here is how you play. You're going to take Mikey, our video adventurer, and you're going to move him all around this screen in every direction except diagonally. Now, as you do this, you're going to run into our 4 P's. Points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. Yes, but be careful. There's an enemy up there, and if you run into him, control gets zipped from you over to the other team. Now, all questions in round one are worth 25 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of the 2 rounds will be going into the video zone to battle today's game wizard. Now, gang, before we can get going, Andrea, tell us where Mikey's going today.
Where's Mikey headed? It's mysterious and spooky. It's Creepyville. In round one, he's ghost-busting in the infamous Haunted Howls. But beware, because there's one ghost out there who can bust you. Sneak Mikey through the Haunted House and pass the goal, and you'll frighten up 50 points. Scary, Phil.
Ooh, I'm shivering. Thank you, Andrea. Now, yellow team, you won the face-off. You have 25 points, and you have control of Mikey. Move him, please.
Up.
Mikey's going up. Pop quiz! Pop quiz! Hands on your buzzers, gang. The correct answer to this question will get you 25 points in control. Question is, forcing Count Dracula to attend a garlic festival probably won't kill him, but a stake through what part of his body would? Yes, red team.
Heart.
Heart is it? Yeah! Red team has 25 points, and you've snagged control. Move Mikey, red team.
Right.
Mikey's going right. Red team to the upside! Red team's coming to the video challenge. Okay, here we are. We're busting our way into the video challenge. Get to add more points to your score and maintain control. Who's going to be playing?
I'll play.
You're going to play? Okay. Jamie, you hang on to the board. Melissa, you get to choose from Super Ghouls and Ghosts, Chuck Rock, The Addams Family, Green Dog, or Monster in My Pocket. What game would you like to play?
Monster in My Pocket.
Okay, let's head down to Monster in My Pocket. Here we are, we're on a stroll, going through the forest. This is a horror adventure game where you, as a good pint-sized monster, have to battle a horde of evil monsters. This game has six stages. And today, on Monster in My Pocket, our expert challenge has been set at 125 points in stage one, Monster in My House. Get out! You have to meet or beat 125 in the 30 seconds. Now, Jamie, you have 25 points. It's a tie score. Of your 25, I want you to write down how many points you're willing to wager. You have 3 seconds. Here's the music now. I love this song. I love this song. I really do. Okay, she's done. Keep it a secret, please. Turn around, Melissa. Ready, set, go. Okay, there she is, the pint-sized Frankenstein. Picking up 10 points along the way. Sometimes she will hit something that will grab her 5 points. Jumping over the skulls. Okay, she's jumping up to 40 points. Good, hitting on the skulls. Grabbed another monster right in the face. She zapped him. Pow, she's up to 65 points. She's up to 70. She has to meet or beat 125. She grabs some extra life there. Time is ticking. Oh my goodness, hey, you played a great game. Time kind of ticked out on you, Melissa. Let's see how many points were wagered. 10 points. We're going to do some score adjusting, but there's a lot more show to go. Head back over. Yeah. A lot more show to go, don't you know? Here we are back. Red team, going to have to take the 10 points away from you. You're down to 15. Yellow team, you now have control. Move Mikey, please.
Let's go to right.
Right. Mikey's going right. Last frame. Hey, gang, this is another one of our video puzzles. Now, listen up. There are 5 different movie heroes edited into a burst of video images. The first team to buzz in and correctly identify 3 of those 5 movie heroes will get 25 points and control of Mikey. Now, remember, I need the character name. Hands on your buzzers. Ready? Let's flash them. Yes, yellow team.
Batman.
Hmm.
Indiana Jones.
Hmm.
And Freddy Krueger.
Ooh, that is incorrect. Okay, red team, take a look at the rest of the tape. And buzz in if you have a guess for me. Okay, red team, do you have a guess?
Batman.
Hmm.
Indiana Jones. Okay. And RoboCop.
All right, that's 3 of them, yeah! Now, for everyone, let's just see all 5 of the heroes up there. Okay, there's Ripley, Indiana Jones, Batman, Captain James T. Kirk, RoboCop, and those are the 5. Red team, you have the 25 points. Now, yellow team, you may like Freddy Krueger, but he's not a hero, he's a bad guy. Okay, red team, you have control. Move the Mikester.
Down.
Mikey's going down. Video challenge, red team! Coming back here. How you doing? Who's gonna be playing in the video challenge this time? Okay, Jamie's gonna be playing. You're gonna be playing. That's right, Melissa, there's the board. Jamie, you get to choose from Super Ghouls and Ghosts, Chuck Rock, The Addams Family, Green Dog, and Monsters in My Pocket's been played, so it's out of it. Which one of those 4?
Addams Family.
Addams Family. Let's go. Come on. Here we are. Over to the Addams Family. Now, this is a creepy and kooky adventure game, and only Gomez can save his family from the evil Abigail Craven and her cohorts. This game has 9 locations in the Addams Family home, and today, on the Addams Family, our expert's challenge has been set at 900 points under the tree. Okay, so you have to meet or beat 900 points. Right now, you have 40 points. Of those 40, I want you to write down how many you're willing to wager now. Down her wager with a little writing thingy. She's done. Great. Turn around here. Ready, set, go. Okay, now in the Addams Family, you pick up points. There's Gomez jumping on top of the floating skulls. She grabs 100 points for each one. Okay, she's jumping around and she's up to 400 points. Remember, she has to meet or beat 900. Okay, there's one of the rabbits. Oh, Gomez has been gotten. Okay, we have to start over. Press the button to get it back to start again. Okay, here we are again. Oh, my goodness, you lost that man. You ran out of time, Jamie. You played great, though. How many points were wagered? Okay, 5. Well, just to score and play some more. Head back over, you two. Yeah. Just to score and play is what we'll do. Okay, 5 points off the score. Yellow team, you now have control of Mikey. And now I have it again. We're almost out of time. Mikey goes straight to the goal because we're in sudden death. Now, gang, hands on your buzzers. The correct answer to this question will get you 50 points and the goal for round one. Here's the question. What is the outermost layer of the skin tissue called? Is it A, dermis, B? Yes, red team.
Epidermis.
Epidermis is it, red team, yeah. You have the goal and 50 points. Gang, let's just reveal the board and see where everything was in this round. Pow, there were 3 prizes. They were all missed, but hey, right now, we're looking at the red team with 85 points. Yellow team, 25 points. Hey, gang, I wouldn't miss the next round. Round 2 is happening. The points are doubled. When we come back, who can take it? Anybody can bust the move. I don't know. Come back and see how we play on Nick's Arcade. In the arcade. Joining me this time is Isaac of the yellow team and Jamie of the red team. They're going to play the face-off game post-haste. In this game, you have to maneuver your postman down the street, avoiding puddles, peoples, and perils along the way. Whoever gets their postman the farthest at the end of 30 seconds will get 50 points because in round 2, they're doubled, and they'll get control of Mikey in 2 positions. And grab your controllers. Ready, set, go! And they're off.
Yellow, come back here.
Oh, your red team is down. Yellow team is... Oh, into the trash can with the yellow team. Red team is pulled out ahead now. And red team is up and down again. And yellow team is down. We're at 15 seconds of time here. Right. Going again. We're at 10 seconds. Time is ticking. And it looks like the final 5 seconds are upon us. He's going to get the winner. And it's going to be... the red team! All right! Way to go, Jamie! Let's go and play some more! All right! Way to play, Jamie! All right, gang, before we get going, Andrea, once again, where's Mikey going for round 2?
Well, Phil, in round 2, Mikey's taking his cool hunt out into the nearby murky swamp. But be ready to take off because that ghost with the most could pop up anywhere. Slog Mikey through the swamp and pass the goal, and you'll unearth 100 points. Back to you, Phil.
Okay, thank you much. Now, gang, do not forget, we have the 4 P's up there. Points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. And the ghost is up there. You want to avoid that. But there's video challenge up there, too. Now, all questions in round 2 are worth 50 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of this round will be going into the video zone to battle today's game wizard. Now, red team, you won the face-off. You have 50 points added to your score, and you get to move Mikey first in round 2. Move him, please.
Down.
Mikey's going down. Pop quiz. Hands on your buzzers. Here is the question. The correct answer will get you 50 points. What did Herman Munster do for a living? Was he A, an unemployed actor, B, an amusement park operator, or C, yes.
Unemployed actor?
That's incorrect. Here's the rest of the clues, red team. Or C, a funeral director. Yes,
red. C?
C is it, a funeral director. All right. 50 more points to your score, and you get to move the Mikester again.
Right.
Mikey's going right. Video challenge! Hey, red team going back! Red team coming back again. Here we are again. Hi, I know, everybody's going, it's deja vu. They're back. Who's gonna be playing?
No.
Like, you play. No. I'll play. I'll play. No, come on, when do you play?
She'll be playing.
Okay, all right. Melissa, you hang on to the board. Jamie, you get to choose from Super Ghouls and Ghosts, Chuck Rock, The Addams Family is out of it because we played it, Green Dog he could play, and Monster in My Pocket is out of it. So which one of those remaining 3?
Chuck Rock.
Chuck Rock. Head over to Chuck Rock. Come on over, Melissa, with us. Chuck Rock. All right. This is a caveman adventure game. You are prehistoric Chuck Rock trying to save your wife from the evil Gary Gritter. This game has multiple stages, and today on Chuck Rock, Our expert challenge has been set at 2,000 points in a level called the Haunted Prehistoric Cave. So you have to meet or beat 2,000 points in that level. Now, right now, Melissa, you have 185. Of your 185, I want you to write down your wager. Grab the little board. You do it now. There's the music. Hey, don't you like it? Okay, she's done. Turn around there, Jamie. Ready, set, go. Okay, hit start. Keep going. Okay. Move them. Okay, there. It's a little time there. Chuck wasn't moving. She wasn't moving him. Okay, now Chuck. Chuck is behaving. And he kind of bops people with his stomach. Talking about having a gut. She picks up extra for getting, grabbing the food. Ooh, she got zipped there. Grabbing points along the way. Step to 1,500. Chuck is moving on. All right, she did it. All right. Great. Kind of bopping things along the way. How many points are wagered? 10 points. We're going to add that to your score. Head back over. Yeah. Chuck was doing the belly bop. Chuck was doing the belly bop. All right. We're going to add the points to your score. You're up to 195, and you get to move Mikey again, Red Team. What direction?
Right.
Mikey's going right. Pop quiz! Here we are again at the pop quiz. Remember, Mikey's in Creepyville. Hands on your buzzers. Here's the question. Some people have a phobia that is called nyctophobia. Is it A, fear of bad dreams, B, fear of the dark, or C, fear of Nickelodeon? Yes, yellow team.
Fear of the dark?
Fear of the dark is it, yeah! All right, and you have 50 points, and you have control of Sir Mikey. And now he's back here with me again. Mikey is gonna go straight to the goal. We're almost out of time in round two. We're in sudden death. Gang, the correct answer to this question will get you the goal for round two and the 100 points. Here is the question, hands on your buzzers. It has no shell, one or two pairs of tentacles, and it slowly moves by sliding on a coat of slime. Is it A, a centipede, B, a slug? Yes, yellow team.
Slug.
A slug is it. You have a goal and the 100 points. All right, gang, let's take a peek and see where everything was up in there this time. Pow, there were two prizes down there on the bottom row. Okay, right now, yellow team, you have 175 points, but red team has 195, so they are going into the video goal. Yellow team, you are making a comeback. We like the way you play. Andrea, tell them what they leave with today.
Kooshlings. Nothing else is so cute and feels so cool. And only Kooshlings have such wild moves. Grab them before they're gone. Kooshlings, your wild little friends. Friends, here's PJ the Parrot. Check it out. Here's Melody Pops, a delicious candy flute. Fun and easy to play. Melody Pops, the musical lollipops. You just gotta try them.
I'm staying here with these two, the red team winners. They're going through that door to try to get Murloc in the wizard level. Are you ready for the zone? Are you ready for the zone? Too. So come on back and see what happens here in the arcade. Great plan. Standing here with the Red Team Divas, Melissa and Jamie, ready to go through that door into the video zone. Now, you have 1 minute to get through all three levels. After the first two, with the time left, you'll both take on Murloc in the wizard level. Now, for each item you pick up, you will get $50. And for each level you get past, you will get a great prize. Now, here is your challenge. Player number one is in the Haunted Museum to retrieve three priceless pieces of art. But watch out for the gargoyle, the vampire, the tentacles, and the hand of doom. Pull back the curtain and the light will destroy all your enemies. Collect all three artworks and here's Andrea to tell you what you'll get.
Hang 10 clothes for kids. The original California classics everybody will want to be seen in. They're cool and comfortable. Hang out in Hang 10.
Now, player two will be on an enchanted flight to recover three magic rings. Hit the magic lamp to restore power, but avoid the genie, royal guard, gate traps, cobras, and guard dogs. Also, watch out for the sword-swinging guard and the baby dragon. Collect all three rings and here's Andrea to tell you what you'll get.
The Harvard Supreme Table Tennis features a heavy-duty frame and competition top for years of family fun. Harvard Sports, professional quality products for today's active sports enthusiast.
Now, with the time left, you'll both take on Murloc in the wizard level. Catch three floating orbs while avoiding dangerous lightning blasting creatures. Touch the spinning hourglass and you'll freeze everything for 5 seconds. Beat Murloc by catching all three orbs and you will win today's grand prize.
Discover a whole new way of looking at the world at U.S. Space Camp, where you train like a real astronaut and even fly a simulated space shuttle mission. Campus is located in Alabama and Florida, and you'll fly on Delta Airlines with service to 34 countries all over planet Earth. It's no wonder Delta is the official airline of U.S. Space Camp. At Delta, we love to fly, and it shows. Good luck in there.
Okay, gang, take it through the door and mesmerize Murloc. Go! Yeah! Woo! Okay, now the art pieces have to be gotten and the three rings. A lot of jumping to grab those rings. Okay, ready, set, go! Okay, pow, one has been gotten. Great. She's heading up the stairs looking for the second one. There it is. Two have been gotten. Okay, now she's looking for the third piece. Where will it appear? It's down on the bottom. She's running down. Ooh, not enough time. There's another one. All right, she destroyed all the enemies. Just waiting for an art piece to come out. There's another. Pow! All right, at 35 seconds, Jamie's off on level two. All right, under the door screen guy. Oh, got one ring. Great. Took one unit of power, but she has two rings. Good. Staying low. Looking for the snake. Boom. She has full power again. And the third ring at 20. 19 seconds. They're going in to battle Murloc. Up the stairs. All right. They're at 14 seconds. They're down to 2 units of power. All right. They're down to 1 unit of power. They have one orb. They're out of power. Starting to hit again. They're at 5 seconds. All right, time is ticking. One orb. Oh, my goodness. Well, listen. They did a great job in there. Murloc seemed to get them, but they got the Hang Ten clothing and they got the Harvard table tennis because they got through the first two levels. And of course, for getting through the first two, they picked up a little cash along the way. Hey, they ran great in there. If they had a little more time, I know they would have done it. Hey, here they come out now. Woo! All right, ladies, hey, how did it feel in there?
Hot.
Now, Murloc seemed to take you. What was your strategy when you were in the wizard level?
Run.
All right, well, listen, I hope you run back to us because next time we're going to have two new players going into the video zone. We will see you later on Nick Arcade. Bye.
For a live studio audience at Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios, Orlando, Florida.